be night with our iTunes. So so tonight here, and welcome to, this is our live stream for Sunday and Monday. You know, live Sunday, download money. And what I thought I'd do tonight is a Chris Norton hour. I had a request for it today, and I thought that was a pretty good idea. So, pretty good idea. So I'm going to do that. Do that is what I'm going to do. I got to tell you, I drank more fucking tequila last night. Holy shit. I mean a lot. My capacity, that's a curse. My capacity to drink that shit is a curse. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing. Don't you understand? There's one left. This is ginger beer. It's Q ginger beer. I love this shit. Q is the company that makes it. They make ginger beer. They make ginger ale. They also make a club soda. Variety of mixes from Q. This shit's good because most ginger beer is sweet and it doesn't have any sting to it. You know how if you eat raw ginger, you know what I mean. There's a sweetness and there's a little bit of a sting. There's a little kind of a kick to it. And that's ideally what you want in your ginger beer. I guess. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I would guess. I drank a lot of motherfucking tequila last night. This is going to be very weird here. I think what I'm going to do is uninstall and install. It probably is a bad thing to do. Let me see. Hello. Hello. Troubleshoot compatibility. Open file location. Run as administrator. Scan with Microsoft. Add iTunes. Compress an email. What if I did this? Okay, so I right-clicked. No, that's not. Oh, that's a shortcut. That's a shortcut. Share with open scan play with expand. Okay. What if I want to uninstall and reinstall? You dig me?
You dig me?
Because I'm, you know, I'm not the brightest guy on the team here, so I'm just thinking of the things that have worked in the past for me when I've had a fucked up program of some kind. When all else failed, you know, I may be missing it. It may be in here, and I may just be missing it. What is that shortcut now? Date modification. Searching for previous versions. How do I use previous versions? It asks rhetorically. Hello, Poland. Welcome to Phil Fixes Shit. A presentation of the Phil Hendry Show pre-show. For those of you that are just listening to the pre-show and not watching it, well, this must just be exciting as can be. Well, this is a motherfucker, you know. Well, I'll tell you, Jim.
Man, I've seen some problems before. You got yourself a problem. Yep. Yes, sir. What's wrong, Pop? Well, look like iTunes all fucked up again. Goddamn Apple. Wait, Apple. No, don't be blaming Apple. Your son is an idiot. An idiot. Well, goddamn iTunes, I remember I was dealing with. And by the way, we've got to get a screensaver for you.
No, Ma's passed out on the porch, Pa.
Suit yourself. You want me to fix this? Go get your mother.
Maybe you could do both?
Maybe I could do both? Is that what you...
Yeah, it's all good, man. Let's cancel out that shit. All right, now...
What? Huh? Why, man? What are you going to do?
Hey, wait a minute, man. Where did I just see iTunes? I just saw iTunes. Where is it? iCloud. There it is. There.
That it is.
I mean, I don't know. But what's happening is it's not loading completely. It's taking a long time to load, and when it does load, it's a load. It's just partially loading. There's songs up in the cloud that are not getting down onto planet Earth here. So when I open up iTunes, as I did now, it's just not, it ain't happening, man. I don't know what's going on with it. It's a very interesting conundrum, and I suppose I could research it. iTunes, see this, all of these songs have not loaded from
the cloud.
Right. Apple Music Library Settings. All right, let's do that. Where the hell is it? Oh, no, that's wrong. Here's the music. She's saying, here, library. Upload iCloud Music Library. I just clicked that. It doesn't look like it's doing anything. It's not doing everything. She's the captain of my soul. Add folder to library. Library. Upload. Organize. Export. Import. Export. Playlist. Show duplicate. Get album artwork. God damn it. Oh, you need to go to settings? Yeah. Where are the settings, Jim? It doesn't show settings. Apple up. Library settings. Apple TV user got iPad. I don't know, man. Library. You already did that. That's probably not it then. It's got to be... what is this? It's Chrome. When I opened it up here the other day, it was all jacked up. The volume was low. There was a number of things that were fucked over. So this is a problem. See, they're talking about iPhone. This is my desktop. I can't even uninstall this. This is very curious. Do you have the music app? Yeah, see, this is all for phone. Turn on iCloud Music Library. No, not the phone. Do I have to do, is it the phone? See, my phone's fine. Make sure that you're signed into all your devices with the Apple ID. Okay. I could sign out and re-sign in. God damn it. I got 14 minutes of this shit. Okay, so music, right? Okay, let's go to music. Is there a music setting here? Yeah, there it is. Show, everything's on. Show star ratings. I don't give a shit about that. Cellular data on. It's all on, man. Go to settings, music, and tap iCloud Music Library to turn it on. Go to settings, music, and tap iCloud Music Library. Where would that be? iCloud Music Library. There it is. Yep, it's on. Now, what about my desktop? On your Mac, okay. Here, now we get it. From the menu bar at the top of the window, you choose Edit Preferences. Okay, now we're getting close. Come on, man.
There is nothing here that says preferences. Oh, wait. There it is. I was in the wrong. It was in file. All right. And then I hit preferences, and then what? Okay, and then this takes me to the iCloud Music Library. Store your Apple songs in iCloud so you can access them. That's where they are. That's what's going on there. Downloads. All right, so download high-quality SD videos. Always check for available downloads. Download full-size HD videos. Music. Music is not full, is not always downloading. That's what's happening here. Whew. I think what's happening is I probably got a some sort of a memory or some kind of, you know, I already cleared the cache or cache. This ain't doing shit. It says iTunes help, and there's nothing in the screen. That's great. Let's check online for a solution to close this process. iTunes has stopped working, naturally. The last time this happened, I had to update the iTunes version. This has occurred since updating a new iTunes version. You know, I mean, that's the part that really hacks me off. This shit has gone down since. Fuck me. God damn it. Yeah, this started happening when I did the update. Really just squirrely as shit. Let's see. No. What am I not doing here, man? Shit. Yeah, see, it's there's definitely some squirrely shit happening here, man. That's why I just want to uninstall the program and install it again. God damn it. It's taking forever to load. Fucking bullshit, man. Everything's cool on my phone, though. That's the curious thing. Everything works on my phone. But then I've got an updated, you know, iPhone, and this is an antiquated piece of shit computer, which I should get rid of. And not to mention the fact that I've got other issues with the TriCaster. God almighty. Just fucked over, man. What is the story here? And I've started and restarted this fucking computer I don't know how many times. Your system overheating. Improve ventilation. Well, I already sprayed the goddamn... Too bad I can't just play it right off of the fucking phone. You know, I could if I, No, I can't. I could? No, wait. Maybe I got just too much shit in here, you know? I don't know. For instance, why is it saving shows? It's saving my fucking shows. What in the fuck is that about? Oh, my God, it's fucking just taking forever here, man. You know, just really... just taking forever. Yeah, see, this... it's just fucked up everything that I'm trying to do here. You know what? And I don't even have... where's the fucking... what's the date today? 27th. Uh-oh. Guess what? This ain't gonna play. I don't fucking believe it. Well, See what I can do. I'm going to have to change the fucking music, the player. No, it's not doing it, man. I got 4 minutes. I got 4 minutes to get this fucking goddamn thing working, man. iTunes is completely fucked up, and so in the process, it's fucking up my ability to play spots. And I can't get into my WaveCard file because I've been locked out of that ever since God knows when. I mean, just every kind of fucking problem, man. This piece of shit. Shit. What's this? Hello? Hello, test. Test, test. Sound effects. This is like impossible, man. The only thing that's working here is Audacity. Well, that's good news. The only thing I could do is drop it into, I can do an Audacity file. That's what I'll do, I think. Yeah, I can do that. Because I don't need iTunes to play back an Audacity file. But I can't fucking close out of this piece of shit because of this. God damn it. There's the spot there. I can't even go to my desktop. There, it just stopped my record dead. I gotta open another record. Where's Audacity, motherfucker? Well, only it won't give me a record feature because the other one... Okay, the other one's now working. How did that happen? Anyway, that's very interesting. Okay. I have no idea. I have no... You had no right to have my little sister answer questions with him in the room. You had no right. Anybody ever see In the Heat of the Night? My favorite line from In the Heat of the Night, as it's everybody's favorite lines. You turned my sister into a field slut? All right. I even looked up that actor who played that character. He's a long, I don't think he's still alive, but he was a longtime Broadway actor. You know, I mean, serious actor. You had no right. Oh, my God. Scary movie, man. All right, so we're going to do Chris Norton today, and I don't know how well it's going to go. This is just one. Bob, how you been?
I'm all right, Chris. Yeah, hey, Chris. What's up? Yeah, hey, Chris. Hey, how... Yeah, hey, Chris. A lot going on. Well, there's an awful lot going on, and I'm hopeful that in the days and the weeks... Hey, Chris, I'm hopeful that in the days and the weeks ahead, we're going to have...
It's kind of a Jack Nicholson, Christian Slater.
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me. You have to understand. It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference to me. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Bob. You had a case of. Did you get rid of the herpes? Or?
Well, I did. I did get rid of the herpes. I
know it's probably gross to talk about. You know,
a little gross, Chris. You got some people. I had a rash. I got a collection of rashes.
All right. I don't know. Here we go. Hi, it's Phil Henry. All the voices that you heard performed on the show today will be performed by me. Wait.